is Stealthy with Kay feeling about GCSE results day in 4 days? I'm stressed. I'm really stressed. And this is such a universal feeling for so many people. Just because people tell you that GCSEs aren't everything, they don't define you. It's okay to not feel that internally, even though you know that. And I have anxiety. And I don't just mean academic anxiety, I have anxiety. It's not something I talk about, but it's not something I'm scared to talk about. Because all it means is I have maybe a bit more of a heightened physiological response to some triggers, some stresses. So yeah, I am stressed. I was actually really okay until a couple weeks ago. But then once I started getting closer, I started to realize that it's like, oh, 4 days. Yeah, it's getting stressful. I honestly also feel really guilty saying that I'm scared to get an 8 in a subject, a 7 in a subject, because I know for some people a 7, an 8, a 6, a 5 would be an absolute dream grade, and I'm really not trying to devalue that. I'm just stupidly ambitious and really, really dumb. I mean, I've worked for that 9, not just since year 11 mocks, not just since the start of year 11, I'd say from the start of year 9, when I started doing GCSE content in like sciences, for example. Means a lot. So when all this time I've been really set on getting these 9s and I've done everything and then not getting a 9, yeah, that'd be upsetting. But I'll get over it because it's not the end of the world. And whilst it could be a subjectivity thing on like an essay, or I could have just made a stupid mistake, I could also just not be good enough for a 9 in that exam. And I mean, I'm someone who's really, really, really self-critical, but rationally I know that anything can happen. Those 9s are not a guarantee, no matter how hard I've worked. Anything can happen. So I'm not overconfident that I'm getting those 9s. And this is what people start calling me: egotistical, elitist, classist, self-centered, whatever. I'm really, really not. I have so many of my own self-doubts. I've had such a difficult year. There is a lot that goes behind the camera. My friends know this. But whilst I would be upset if I don't get a 9, it's not the end of the world. What is making it feel like the end of the world is TikTok. I am Kate. I am Study with Kate. I am the Study with Kate, which is still so, so, so weird. But that comes with side effects. I didn't think it would. I'm okay with hate. I've gotten so used to it. You know, call me a Russian bomber because I'm Russian. Tell me that I look 30 at 16. Tell me that my life choices are the worst thing you've ever seen. Tell me that I'm a geek, that I'm a nerd, that I need to touch grass. Whatever. But when comments start validating what I'm internalizing, what I'm already feeling, that's when it gets rough. So for example, if I'm beating myself down for not getting the grades I've worked for and the grades people expect me to get, and then TikTok after I post my reaction video will be coming at me, I'm terrified of that. I am so terrified of that, way more than I am of my own reaction. I should have known that getting into TikTok, but for me that is the most stressful thing. Because Kate can't disappoint. Kate's a superhuman, right? Kate always gets 9s. So Kate is stressed. For own reasons, for these reasons. But that is so normal. And just, I want you guys to know that I feel it too.